Hello, this is Don Caney's speaking, and I am here to give you a public opinion message regarding the borough meetings and transparency issues within the community. The Petersburg Chamber of Commerce held a public forum on Tuesday the 26th to interview the candidates for election of a mayor and two assembly members. The forum did not permit citizens to ask any questions, but questions came from three representatives, the Petersburg Pilot, the Chamber of Commerce, and KFSK. The program was well done, fair, and balanced. However, the public did not have the opportunity to weigh in, and as a consequence, questions did not get asked that, in my opinion, should have been. Perhaps it would not have been fair, as my question would have only applied to the two incumbent candidates who participated in the executive session of May 30, 2017, when the assembly members adjourned to discuss the restructuring of the Petersburg Electric Utility. A meeting, the borough attorney said, was permissible. That meeting was contested by some members of the public prior to the assembly voting on entering into the executive session. Their action resulted in the filing of a recall petition, as the assembly action was seen as a violation of the state's Open Meeting Act. The borough attorney rejected this petition as expected. This review of the petition should have been sent to the Alaska's Ombudsman's Office or the State Attorney General for a complete impartial review of the facts, not the borough attorney, who had already ruled on the matter. The assembly's records show that the assembly went into executive session at 11:57 p.m. and came out of the executive session at 1:07 p.m. No action was noted in the meeting minutes. Later, the Petersburg Pilot of July 6 notes that the borough manager had appointed an interim electrical superintendent and an administrator of an electrical department with duties, jobs descriptions, and commensurate salaries. Was this an expressed authorization or implied within the closed meeting to restructure the electric utility and expend funds? If so, it is clearly violated the Open Meeting Act. Any action by the assembly must be taken in an open meeting. On July 17th, I addressed a letter to the borough assembly regarding this matter and have never received a response. If the assembly record shows formal action was taken, then provide it for the public to see. During the forum, the question was asked. Revenue sharing from the state has been declining. The tax base has been declining as well. What will be your approach to balancing the expenditures and revenues for the general fund budget? An incumbent stated that we have had a lot of internal discussions about this. With whom are you having these conversations, might I ask? Why this person admitted this, I do not know. But it is unacceptable as a public official. May I suggest that these discussions be held either in work sessions or in assembly meetings, which are open to the public? For me, part of this year's election is a referendum to recall those individuals who participated in this executive meeting. It's that simple. If they did it once, what will prevent them from doing it again if reelected? It's time to hold these elected officials accountable for their actions and failure to act with transparency, which is in the best public interest. Respectfully, Don Koenigs.